due to the fact that we've got so many injuries, it makes it probably more difficult that some of the other lads are away, because we want to try and prep our team for obviously the games coming up. And some of the lads that are away, unfortunately for us, are lads that are going to be starting in the team. So it makes it a little bit more testing. However, the bulk of the squad's still here, and we've been doing a lot of work this week, and the lads have trained really well. But as we know, you don't win anything in training, so we need to make sure that we take that into Friday night's game and hopefully certainly put a better display on than what we've done in the last couple.
How do you handle these international breaks? Do they have to be a sort of almost like a mini fresh start and go again?
Yeah, to a point. And I think that's regardless whether you're in good form or bad form, really, because I think that mentally and physically we've got to try and recuperate. What we did last week was with a couple of days, good training, just to sort of flush out all the sort of after effects of the games, really, mentally and physically. And then we had a day together where we just went and sort of spent some time together, gave them a few days off just to enjoy the weekend, and then back to work this week, building up preparation for this game. So the lads are in good spirits. You know, as I said, they've trained really well the last few days, and hopefully we can take that into the game.
Do players need a variety of things, like you've just touched on there, the odd changes as good as a rest kind of thing, something a bit different? Does that really help them?
Yeah, of course. I think that there's so many different aspects of putting a team together. I mean, I think you need to feel a bond with your sort of fellow player, if you like. You need to feel a bond with your coaching staff. You need to make sure that everybody's pulling the one way and there's a common goal. I think when those sort of relationships are not a strong bond, then that certainly can become a bit of an issue over time. But I think this week's been really good in that sense. I think training-wise as well, there's certain aspects of the game that we need to focus on and improve. And we've got young, hungry players who want to get better as well. So I think what we've got to do is we've got to try and focus on each department and try and strengthen each department as much as we can in the time that we've got.
You've already mentioned the I word. Is there any good injury news to report?
Not necessarily. I wouldn't say it's great, to be honest. I think we're still down to the bare bones, obviously. I think the biggest thing that's impacted is the fact that all the injuries have came in the one area of the pitch. And then for this game in particular, we're going to be missing Jordan Hugo, who's suspended, and Sean Maguire, who's been like a sort of talisman for us, really, since the season started. So that's two or three front line, and I think still six or seven in our back line still missing. So, yeah, it's certainly challenging. I mean, and it's not been easy. And I think our deterioration in forms came for the fact that these boys have been out. I mean, it becomes more of a problem for us trying to compete at this level and win games. So, but I still don't think that it gives us an excuse as to how we played in the last couple of matches. I think we're still better than that. And what we've done this week is basically strip it back down to basics that we did in the first couple of weeks when I came in, and just get back to doing what I think we do best.
You touched on it earlier. Practically, how difficult is it when you're so short on numbers in specific areas to actually work on stuff out there on the training pitch? Do you sometimes physically not have enough bodies?
Yeah, but what we tend to find is we've got lads playing out of position then. You know, I think the majority of the week, Ben Pringle's been playing left back. I mean, Tom Stead, who's an academy sort of graduate, has been playing centre-back for us. Jack Baxter, who's a midfield player, has been playing as a full-back. So it's sort of needs-must type thing. There's not much you can do about it. It is what it is. I mean, and to be honest, I don't think anybody really bothers, so we just need to crack on and get it done. But I'm hoping that the 11 that we put out in the pitch is strong enough and good enough to go and get us a result.
You mentioned the suspension for Jordan Hugo, and obviously losing Sean Maguire as well. I guess opportunity knocks for someone in there because you've lost a couple of players, but particularly the Hugo situation. Is he really difficult to replace because of the way he plays? He's got that old-fashioned centre-forward thing about him that perhaps has gone out of fashion a little bit.
Yeah, but I don't think we're going to be able to replace him like for like. I mean, I don't think we've got that type, but what we have got is an alternative. So we have got players that can play in that position. We have got guys that can do a job, but it'll be a different type of job for what Jordan does for us, which means that we might slightly have to adapt how we use that sort of player. However, like you say, I think it's exciting for some of the other guys that come in and get an opportunity, and I'm looking forward to see how they do, because in the main, it's been as best I can. I've selected the majority of the time as much consistency as I can, but unfortunately, a lot of that's been taken out of my hands.